You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yo. Rob just yawned and stretched and tried to come to life. You know that line? In the sun, yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Working 9 to 5. Mm. But Rob cusses every time he stretches.
That's true.
That you fun? Do that when you're alone?
Probably, yeah. It's not something I consciously do, so.
It gives him a lot of problems. He cusses every time he stretches, and sometimes, like 50% of the time, he blacks out when he stretches.
That's true. Yeah. I do black out very briefly.
How often do y'all, when you're totally alone, how often do y'all speak? Not necessarily talking to yourself, but just saying things. How often do you do that?
A lot.
A lot, regularly. Really? Yeah, a lot.
Is it mostly cussing?
No.
For me, it is. It's mostly like if I drop something, I go, shit.
Yeah. That's understandable.
Or if I hurt myself, stub my toe, something like that.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
See, I have one of those TV echo effects in my head, so I can think it, and then it's echoing it, you know, in my head, like on TV when you think something.
What do you mean?
I don't have to say it aloud.
That's weird.
But Ace, you cuss yourself out, don't you?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. There's a lot of talking to myself that goes on in general. Because I've walked up to the house before, and you can see through the windows the sidewalk that comes up from the street when I walk up to the house. And I've seen it. I walked in, and Amanda goes, "What are you saying to yourself out there?" I said, "You probably don't know." and I cuss myself out a lot and downgrade myself and how stupid, you know, you dumbass, looking for these keys. You're so effing stupid. You lost your effing keys. Piece of shit.
You know, usually makes a noise. To start off with,
yeah, that's part of it, Rob. And I say this a lot to myself. What am I doing?
That is true.
Because I walk into a room and got to get like, shit, I was thinking of so many things, I forgot what I was in here for. And I have to kind of do that to focus on what I'm supposed to be doing.
I find myself, you know, if something hurts, if I hit my toe on a piece of furniture or whatever, anytime I say, ow, I say shit immediately. Ow, shit. Ow, shit. They just go hand in hand.
That's
for
an
some
interesting
reason.
Combo.
Yeah. But we used to, there was a guy who used to work for us who admitted to, when he's alone, going on these cuss rants to people he just wanted to cuss out or that he had a grievance with, that he's just acting it out. And, you know, they're not there, and he's pretending like he's talking to them. Mm. I wonder if that's healthy. You know, everybody's in therapy today. I wonder if the therapists tell people to do that. Hey, don't engage in that confrontation if you just feel like you need to let it out, just pretend like you're talking to that person when you're alone and say whatever you want to say. Just get it out.
I can go ahead and give you an answer to that. The therapist would say it's not, because I've had a similar conversation about the fact that there are things in my life, conversations that I cannot let go of, that have pissed me off and still to this day piss me off. And I think of them often. And when I'm alone and I relive them and I think of them, I end up reliving the moment of me being angry at someone, and I get mad at them again.
Yeah.
That means that you not healthy.
That means that at the time you should have killed them.
That is correct.
Then it wouldn't come back.
That is correct.
Yeah, right. You may want to bring that up next week.
That would have brought some finality to the situation. But it is still there, and it's not going away.
I remember one time I got real mad at my oldest brother for something when I was young, and it went on for days. We were fighting, and my mom said, can you just let it go? And I remember thinking, even at 8, I was like, well, no, obviously not. If I could have let it go, I wouldn't be so upset. I don't enjoy this. Have you thought about just letting it go?
You know, the key to letting it go is the other person also letting it go. Because if the other person doesn't let it go, I'm trying to let it go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I tried to let it go. And 2 days later, you're going to do it again or bring something back up. Well, now you're not letting it go, so I can't let it go now. Now I'm mad now, and I'm going to go back and get the residual anger from previously. But now I'm going to pile that on top.
Now we're in the trenches.
Right. See, now we're back into battle.
And I would think that when they say, take out your aggression, like on a heavy bag or something, that once you do that, you go on the heavy bag, it's going to make it worse, because then you're going to be all juiced up and pumped up and adrenaline rushing and go, now I want to go beat their face in.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see how that would work to get out aggression. I think that would just lube up aggression.
Again, you know. Good phrase. It just all that did was lube up my aggression a little bit.
I'm lubed.
Yeah. It's easy to come out now. Come on.
I'm lubed as hell right now.
You're getting me all lubed up.
Can't wait to use that. Oh, you don't know how lubed I am right now.
So I told y'all one time.
You keep talking, and the more you keep talking, the more lubed up I'm getting. Yeah.
Like, whoa.
I told y'all, I think it was the first anniversary of Peyton's death that Amanda had it set up, and me and Amanda and Cade went to one of those, I forgot what they call it, break rooms, hate rooms, where you break stuff. And it was kind of she thought it's a good idea, kind of, you know, get out your anger and your sadness on the day or whatever. And we were leaving. I remember she thought, well, did that make it better? And I remember trying to explain, yes and no. Like, it's not, I don't feel any less sad, but it was fun because I like to break shit. It's like, they were like, this is a dream come true. There's a whole thing of plates here and a bunch of baseball bats. That's awesome, whether it's a Tuesday or I'm angry, it doesn't make any difference. That's cool to me.
Yeah,
but you're not supposed to attack things to get rid of sadness, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't break things to get out of sadness, but I mean, you would find that fun on any day.
Yeah, it did help. Yeah. It did help my mood
off of it. Yeah.
It did help my mood, but only because I just thought it was a cool thing to be doing. So they had a car in there, and you could go over and beat up the car, or you could put stuff on the car and beat it up, and you could climb on top of the car and beat it up. And I was like, this is like a dream come true.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with my mood for the rest of the day. But again, I would have thought this was cool when I was 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, like breaking fluorescent bulbs.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you could hurt anybody with a broken fluorescent bulb. Because it's too weak. You might get it a little bit of a cut on it, but then it's going to break in your hand.
I know they use them all the time in these stupid ass death matches in wrestling and all that kind of extreme wrestling, and it looks good, because when a fluorescent bulb breaks, there's a dust and all that flies out. Right. So it looks, but and they always get cut, but that glass is really thin. It doesn't look like it. Like, it's a surface cut, but it
turns into like powder when they break them.
And then that's why now when you go to get rid of fluorescent bulbs, it's an overreaching government rule that you have to take it to a certain place, and you can't just throw it in the dump. You know, they don't just take it in the dump. Yeah.
I didn't know that. What if it's already in just a trash bag that you throw over there?
Well, then they won't know.
Because I wonder about that all the time. Every time I go to the dump and I'm throwing stuff out, and they have the way they all separate it out, and I wonder how many people are just putting crap in these plastic bags and throwing it over here, and nobody knows what's in it.
Yeah, like kittens.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
did I tell you, Ace, that that I follow a site, an account on Instagram now that all they do is show videos of them rescuing puppies? No. And I enjoy it. And people think I'm hard-hearted and don't like dogs and all that. But this is not like rescuing them, like buying one from the shelter and taking it home.
Yeah.
This is like this squad of people that when they get a call that somebody has seen a stray puppy or something that looked like it had been abandoned.
They go out and literally rescue the puppy.
They track it down, and they have to dig through a bunch of debris a lot of times and old buildings and all. And then it shows them rehabbing the puppy and making them.
Oh, that's really cool.
Making them all, playful and stuff. But it doesn't sound like that's something that I would like. You know, the way people portray me.
I was going to say, that would be the perception. Me. That's not necessarily true.
What's the catch here? There's a catch.
No, there's not. Mm. There's no catch. I just enjoy it. I just enjoy watching. It's like a live or die makeover is what it is. Well, I'm turning phrases today like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Life or death makeover.
That's what it is.
Because the main thing I'm looking for is how much different the dog looks after they've given it a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just basically looking at puppy makeovers.
So we got puppy makeover. What was that? What was that one you just said?
Life or death makeovers.
And then we have lubed up anger wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your anger like got you lubed up your anger or something.
And then earlier I said deviously lazy.
That's right.
Another one.
Dang.
So. Yeah, I'm Mr. Country today.
You are.
I'm Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Speaking of being country, I'll tell you, when I add captions to our Instagram videos, sometimes Instagram does not know what to do with y'all's accents. It's like, I'm going to take a stab at it, and then I got to go in and edit it. I'm like, what the hell did they say? You really threw off Instagram the other week. It was a promo for TJ and Jody's house, and you were putting on this act, like this country accent that you don't really talk like, and he's like, Instagram did not know what to do when you said, we've been together pert near 30 something years, pert near. I went, oh God, I gotta type this in, and I tried it. I was like, I think it's P-E-R-T-N-E-A-R, and two words, I'm assuming, pert near. You know,
partner.
And I typed it in. It was like, no, it would not accept it. I was like, I swear to God, that's what he's saying. I think it was crazy.
And you're talking to Instagram at that point. Like, come on, man.
I'm cussing TJ. I'm like, why did you have to use the craziest country saying pert near? Good Lord.
Sorry, you sound like that new receiver for the Carolina Panthers. Have you seen that, guys?
Xavier.
Leggett.
Leggett.
Oh, Leggett, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, it's colloquial.
Mm. Yeah.
It's P-E-R-T-I-N-E-R. P-E-R-T-I-N-E-E-R.
Oh, okay.
Pertineer.
Okay, I got it way out because I was like, I think it's just PR. I've only heard like one other person say it in my lifetime, but I was like, I think it's just P-E-R-T-N-E-A-R. But Instagram wrote it out as like boutonniere. I was like, no, he's not saying boutonniere.
But, I can see where it would go to boutonniere. Yeah. You put pertineer in there.
It didn't know what to do. My phone started smoking. I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
It means nearly.
Yeah.
Pertineer. He's done pertineer. Ace is pertineer size. Pertineer 6 foot five. He's 6'4". Pertineer 6'5".
Have y'all seen Rob? Since you mentioned him, the other guy who is from Louisiana, Keon Coleman? I forgot who it was. The wide receiver, new wide receiver drafted for the Buffalo Bills. He's from Louisiana originally. And he goes to his first press conference, and he's wearing this jacket. Big yellow jacket.
Oh, yeah.
And have you seen him, TJ?
And he wants to know about the snack.
Yeah, when the people compliment him on his jacket, he's like, yeah, I got to get one of these in red and blue. But I buy them like my mom told me how to buy them. You buy them in the off season, so I bought this last summer, waiting to wear it.
Save a lot of money that way. I got this at Macy's. And then he goes, is this microphone on? Okay.
I think, didn't he say, guess where it came from?
No, yeah, right. He's like, guess where it came from?
Y'all got to guess.
He's just sitting there talking to him. Like, are we doing a press conference or what are we doing right now?
Yeah. And he just laid the foundation for becoming a personality that's going to get endorsements and all that kind of stuff.
And then they have a whole table
I'm
of
telling you, people from Louisiana got better personalities than anybody else in the country.
There's a whole table full of snacks and food. And as he's done, he goes, is that it? We done? He goes, all right, question. Can I have some of that? And they're like, yeah, go ahead. And he's getting a cookie, and he holds up the thing of cookies to the whole room of press people and goes, are these any good? And somebody said, they are. He goes, they don't look good. And he ends up splitting a cookie with the female reporter that told him they are good. He was like, okay, here, you have half. I want to see you take it. And then he left.
It's funny you have to stipulate the difference. It's not just a reporter, Riggins. Did you catch that?
I'm sorry.
Female reporter.
Sorry. I was trying to be specific to painting a picture. The blonde female reporter in the blue dress.
Of course she's blonde or you wouldn't even have mentioned her.
That's right.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/acetj today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
It's your chance to win with AceTJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with AceTJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at AceTJ.com/app.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.